Where is the Obama mask? We're asking the deep questions here on the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Now, that's not blackface if you're just wearing an Obama mask, right? So it wasn't a mask. It was one of those giant cardboard head cutouts with the eyes cut out.
Yeah. I mean, I guess at what point is it a mask? Why is it okay to wear Obama? What's the line of like mask wearing?
Yeah, like if you even if it was like a big not like latex mask, right? And it was Obama.
It's Obama. It's a public figure.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be like if the guys from what's the movie where they're robbing the banks?
Never seen Point Break.
Wow. We should watch that tonight.
Yeah, I'm sold.
Or watch some scary movie.
Ooh.
After we're done with the bunker episode. It is October.
It's also midnight.
That clock is always set to midnight. It's not.
Why
actually,
is it always midnight?
I don't know.
It's midnight 31.
It's weird. I have a clock on my wall, listeners, and it stopped, but it stopped at exactly midnight. That's weird. It looks like I did it intentionally. But everybody's like, wait, is it midnight? I'm like, no, the sun's out, Chuck.
Well, I don't
do
know.
Do we live in the Arctic Circle?
Yeah.
All right, so if I wore a full Obama mask and like a suit and tie and went to a Halloween costume party as like Obama, is that offensive? He's half white, so is it only half offensive?
I don't know if it's offensive at all because he's a political figure.
Yeah.
But if I dressed as Gandhi...
If I robbed a bank with an Obama mask on, would people just be like, oh, I can't believe you robbed that bank and made a Point Break reference because he's wearing a presidential mask? Or would people be like...
shoot you twice for being dark?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to rob a bank wearing a mask, wear a white person
mask.
Yeah,
wear an old... That's why they did. That's why they did Nixon. He's not a crook, baby.
Oh, yeah. If you're president, you're allowed to legally do anything.
I'm going
to
wear a mask of Scalia.
I'm going to rob a bank wearing a Trump mask and be like...
No can.
Yeah. I'm like, the Supreme Court said I'm allowed to. It's official business.
Oh, Trumpy.
So you and I, Chuck, we both just got back from Gen.
Not Genki Sushi, baby. Gen.
Which is a Korean barbecue place where there's a stove in the middle of your table and you cook all your food right there at your table. And it's also all you can eat.
Oh, yeah.
Guys,
is it possible to eat too much food? Do the Biscuit Boys ever eat too much food?
At first, I was like, this will be great. We'll go to Gen. We'll have all you can eat Korean food.
Yeah, we'll have all you can eat sweetmeats.
And then we'll come back and record an episode. But, like, you are extremely sluggish. So now we're drinking a little bit of espresso.
All right. I feel good.
What was that sound in the kitchen?
I don't know. It sounded like...
I just watched Paranormal Activity, so now I'm like,
ooh.
What was that?
Ooh, yeah, yo. We are to hear a lot of weird noises today.
Did Afro Man sue the police department?
Dude, that's so wild. You're telling me that Afro Man, someone had a hot tip that Afro Man was doing drugs, a.k.a. someone listened to an Afro Man song?
No, there was a police informant. They must have got arrested, and they're like, all right, I'll be your informant.
Yeah,
got a hot tip
I know
for
this
you.
Guy who gets high every day.
He said that he saw large quantities of drugs and money going in and out of Afro Man's house. And
definitely
that,
not money. Afro Man's broke.
And that also he had women kidnapped and tied up in his basement.
Whoa.
So the cops raided his house with like tactical gear, broke down his door, went through all of his stuff. And they found absolutely nothing. He was never charged.
He was a father of children.
Turns out he didn't have women kidnapped in his basement because he's not P. Diddy.
Nope. Or.
Nor did he have 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
Rick James also kidnapped somebody for a while.
And then the best part is he took his own house security footage of the officers raiding his house.
Is that called house music?
And used it in a music video. And then the cops sued him for using their likeness in his music video.
But it is the cops doing it.
They're like, hey, you can't use our footage.
Hey, that makes us look like we're stupid, dumb idiots.
It makes us look bad. And it's like, well, you are bad.
Yeah, Vincent Fodi, you get it. This is the Biscuit Boys in the Bunker.
Oh, yeah, this is a Biscuits and Gravy Bunker episode. You want to play the theme song?
Let's do it, baby. Let's rock and roll. Hoochie-coo.
Can you press the thing?
Chibbity-hoo-hoo. Yeah.
Biscuits and gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people. Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That high-pitched weasel noise can mean one thing and one thing only. It's the Biscuits and Gravy Show. We're broadcasting live from the Biscuit Bunker.
We're in the bunker, baby. We're back.
We're back in the bunker again.
Today's bunker episode is brought to us by James Franco's Hot Dogs. It's Frank's. Are frankly the best.
I didn't know he got... He was a bad person in 2009. I didn't know those guys. You know this, James Franco, not a good person. Also, yeah, hasn't been in a movie in 5 years. He has 2 movies coming out this year that were filmed overseas.
He's like blackballed in Hollywood or something like that.
Yeah.
And also, there was this weird thing where like he came out as gay, but he wasn't gay. Don't do that. And then I don't know.
Yeah,
James Franco, come on, man,
but don't lie about it.
And if you're straight, don't lie and say you're gay.
Mean.
that's even weirder. James Franco stepped away from acting after multiple women accused him of sexually inappropriate behavior in 2018.
Damn.
That's a shame because I like James Franco. You and I are the only people still doing business with James Franco in the entertainment industry.
I didn't know he was bad.
Well, his hot dogs aren't bad.
Seth Rogen doesn't want to work with him anymore.
Even if he did something bad, his hot dogs are delicious.
Yeah, you got to separate the man from the meat. Oh, man, is it time to cling-a-ling? What are we drinking over here, young man?
Chuck, I don't know if you heard about this, but there's a new viral sensation drink going around the internet called Gator Wine. Have you heard about it?
Gator Wine? No, is this like the drug Gator that came out a couple years ago?
No, you're thinking of Crocodile.
Oh, okay. So wait, what's this new internet sensation sweeping the nation right now?
It's called Gator Wine.
Mm-hmm.
The ingredients are equal parts cheap red wine that costs less than $12 a bottle.
Okay.
And the light blue Glacier Frost Gatorade.
Ooh, which also sometimes costs $12 a bottle in Hawaii.
Cheers,
my dears.
That's what I have for you right now to try for the very first time on the radio.
Oh, that sounded good.
That was a good sound bite right there.
Ooh, baby.
Gator Wine.
Clink-a-da-clink. Oh, that's interesting. Well, I wasn't going to puke before. I'm going to puke now.
It is interesting. Mm. Now, Diana's had it. She didn't care for it.
Yeah. And, what do the girls even know about Gatorade wine, Vince?
And judging by your reaction, it seems like you're not a huge fan.
I'd rather have meat sangria. I think everyone knows that.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I love it.
You do? It's not. It was just surprising.
I love it. It tastes like fruit punch. It mostly, you're getting
I got too many flavors going on. I just had some espresso. I had some bourbon. My nose is runny. And I got Gatorade wine.
So,
I just had a lot of meat June.
When you take a sip of it, you're getting a lot of the blue Gatorade
flavor. Getting notes of Arctic, for sure.
It's very glacial on the palate.
I feel my palate's glacierized, for sure. Vince, we have so much to talk about in today's episode. First of all, I have a question that's been plaguing me all afternoon, all evening, into the night.
Is it, what are the ingredients of Gator Wine?
What are the ingredients to Gator Wine?
Because right now I have like a bunch of bottles of red wine in my fridge and a bunch of bottles of blue Gatorade.
Now that's a new thing for you. I thought you were a Pedialyte boy.
Well, basically this is like adult Pedialyte.
Ooh, okay.
Now, if you think about it, right? If you're mixing Gatorade with alcohol, you're getting a whole bunch of electrolytes, mm-hmm. which is going to keep you hydrated and allow you to drink even more without getting as hungover.
Is that the plan, Vincent Archangel Gravy the Third?
It's actually quite ingenious if you think about it.
Did you know Zanzibar is a real place?
I did know Zanzibar is a real place.
That's where Freddie Mercury was born, but his parents were Indian. I was way off.
Zanzibar! When I was a kid, there was a song about Zanzibar.
There's a Tenacious D song about Zanzibar.
Well, Zanzibar is the name of a restaurant that is name checked
in
the Tenacious D song Fuck Her Gently.
Oh, that's right. We can swear. It's a bunker episode, baby.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear?
Are you going to edit this to put on KEKU 88.5, the voice of Maui?
No, they can just play a rerun. So we were going to do a bunker episode last week, but then you went on vacation to Big Island.
I had some comedy show, man.
Comedy show.
Yeah, dog. Oh, were you there?
I was not there. You
killed it.
You and Shahane went to Big Island, and you guys did a comedy show on Big Island.
Yeah, nice, good theater. Put us in a hotel.
That's cool. And then you did a manta ray dive where you swam with the manta rays.
And jellyfish.
It was the Steve Irwin expedition.
Dolphins. And we saw monk seal.
How do you swim with jellyfish? You just not touch them?
You're like, they're like, they look beautiful until they get close. And then you're very upset that they exist.
Mm.
It looked like being inside a lava lamp. Our boat didn't leave until 8 o'clock at night, and wow. It was a new moon, so it was dark as dark could be.
Oh, and they're not like, how is everything lit up? Is there like giant lights underwater?
Not really. You hang on a surfboard that has small LED lights on it.
Oh.
And the LED lights illuminate the water, and the plankton, live off photosynthesis, so they attract it to the light.
That's correct.
And then the animals eat the plankton, and there's other like stuff that comes up too. So there's like a bunch of little fish. There's krill. You ever see the krill, bro?
And you swam like with a dolphin?
Scrimps. Yeah, a dolphin showed up. Also, they told us that the chances of swimming with sharks is 100%. And they were right, because it turned out manta rays are technically sharks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they bump into you, which is weird.
Manta rays, they feel cool, too. Have you ever done one of those like things where you go to the aquarium and you
touch them? Yeah, Seattle Aquarium, what up? But they bumped me. I got bumped in my mask, and I was like, ooh.
The manta ray did?
The manta ray, like, yeah, bumped
and
my
so
snorkel.
They don't sting? Like, you don't have to worry about getting a Steve Irwin?
Nope. Not the manas. But they bumped me. They touched me, and I didn't want to be touched. It's stripper rules. They can touch you. You can't touch them.
I'm not joking. I really like Gator wine.
And the more you drink it, you're pounding it.
The better it tastes. And if you drink it in the afternoon, you go right to sleep.
Ugh, I didn't know you were making it. I made myself another glass of bourbon.
That's okay. You don't have to drink it.
I still will.
The entire setup for the Gator wine, including the Gatorade and the bottle of wine, was less than $10.
Ah, cowabunga, bro.
You can't beat that.
Vince,
you got
have
so a little
much
more?
To, cheers. Yeah. So much to catch up on, man.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I have a correction. P.T. Barnum was not a politician for 20 years, but he was a politician twice.
He was a huckster. Donald Trump was a huckster and a con man, and he became president.
Yep. That's why they changed the name of the plane.
Donald Trump being president is like the guy from the ShamWow commercials becoming president.
I would vote for the guy from Slap Chop. At least I know he's committed a crime, and he admits it too.
Wait, the Slap Chop? Is that the same as the ShamWow guy?
Yeah, dog. He paid to slap hookers. I still would vote for him for president.
He got arrested because he was disfigured by some sort of prostitute that she bit his tongue off.
Wow. No, he went back to doing the ShamWow commercials after.
That guy's name is Vince Shlomo. You know who I'm talking about? I'm going to Google Vince Shlomo. Shlomi? The police report stated that the woman had bitten onto Shlomi's tongue and refused to let go, at which point he punched her in the face and left her with lacerations and fractures.
Whoa.
That really happened.
Whoa.
Yeah. He also produced the underground comedy movie.
Huh. That's not good. I've seen it. Do you remember that dude you're getting Adele got busted for buying a quarter ounce of marijuana in Central Park?
Yeah.
And then they dropped him?
Yeah, and then he lost his Dell sponsorship. Whoa. That guy was so cool.
Why would also do
remember
who
when
cares?
People in like the mid-2000s got in trouble because it turned out that they smoked marijuana?
Smoking
like Michael
weed.
Phelps. Remember Michael Phelps got in trouble because he smoked marijuana after the Olympics?
He's smoking weed. Maybe he's a role model. Maybe we're getting it wrong.
The guy is like the peak of physicality.
Yep.
Let him smoke weed.
Just like me.
As you're melting into my couch.
I'm just dying. The shirt buttoned earlier. Remember when the shirt buttoned close?
It's funny because like we started out the night going into the all-you-can-eat Korean place, and you were already like two or three buttons down.
Ugh, it's just... There's no shred of buttons
now
anymore.
Only like 10% of your buttons are still buttons.
It's the hard life I live.
It's a good time.
Good time's a great oldies.
What else is
we have
today?
A show to do.
What else is today's show brought to us by? How
today's
about
today's show is brought to us by Loincloths by Lionel. No. Hello. Is it these you're looking for? If not, I'll help you find more loincloths. Hey, Vince, you know what they say. Finding loincloths is as easy as Sunday morning.
Today's show is brought to us by Woody Harrelson's Discount Lumber. His prices on lumber are smoking. If you didn't get Woody, you didn't get wood. And also by Benedict Cumberbatch's Cumberbuns. Let Benedict go to waste.
You could flash fry a buffalo in 40 seconds.
40 seconds? But I want it now.
I don't like you having control over the soundboard.
Oh, you better. You better.
Play me another sound effect.
Sure.
Nice. That's what I would have played.
Yeah, dog. I see the grid.
Good morning and aloha, Biscuiteers. It's midnight in the bunker and... It's midnight in the
Oasis.
It's midnight in the bunker of good and evil. And
hey, all right, now we're perking up, baby. I feel the jolt, dude. I feel it. I feel alive. Vincent Phoney.
Today's show is brought to us by Bonjovi's Anchovies. They give anchovies a good name. So good, you'll eat them dead or alive.
Dead or alive. All right.
First of all,
I want to bring up something that you so casually dropped the other week.
Hold on, I'm not done with the Bonjovi's anchovies.
Of course.
They're slippery when wet. And also, they're the best-smelling thing in New Jersey. You know his real name? His last name is Bongiovi. It's like...
Bongiovi!
It's like B-O-N-G-I-O-V-I.
Bongiovi! It's like
my name is Bongiovi.
Yeah.
And so they just changed it to Bon Jovi so people stop mispronouncing his name. And Bon Jovi's son is married to Millie Bobby Brown, which is the 11 from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They got married or something. That's pretty cool, huh?
Whoa.
Nice pull, bro.
Bon Jovi.
All right. So what did I glance over?
It's good for me. We have just so much to talk about. But you mentioned something super casually a couple episodes ago.
Do you have notes?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm a new man. Did you notice I was taking notes at D&D too?
Hold on. Is this like an outcome of the fall of Chuck?
Yes. Those of you just tuning in.
I've never seen you have any sort of note or anything for any Biscuits and Gravy episode.
When
ever.
We first started, I did. Remember? We did. And then I had an intervention. I was like, Vincent Fodi, I need you to do all the work for the show. And so I could just be improv. And you're like, all right, I'll write the show.
And so you have been working so little that you have had time to
participate in my favorite thing that I do. I know. That's how little I've been working, baby.
All right, this is wild. What do you got written down?
I only got a couple. I got like 5 or 6 more months of this.
What do you got in your little notebook over there?
Well, you know when you go on regular Wikipedia, they ask for money. What do you do when you go on WikiFeet?
I give money to Wikipedia every year. So they always send me... like donation requests.
I donate emails to them every year too, but then I get upset because I go on Wikipedia and like, we need your help. And I'm like, I know you're tracking me at all moments. Where did my $10 go? I don't want to be harassed.
I know. And
trying to look up some titties.
And also, like, when I donate money to Wikipedia, I don't get anything for it. Like, you would think that they would unlock like the good information.
Yeah, the truth, bro.
Like, if you don't donate to Wiki, you get most of the information, but, you know, it's there's some...
This page has issues.
Yeah, you get all the pages with issues.
You get the issue-free page.
When I'm donating, I want the real... I want all the lizard people stuff. I want to see all the Diddy party footage.
I don't know if you do, though. Well, also, here's the deal. If you're, like, kidnapping people, okay. But if you're driving a prostitute from New Jersey to New York, that's sex trafficking. But, like, it's not the same. It's not like you're, I don't know, you're kidnapping them.
And then what's the thing in California that all the Illuminati people go to every year?
Oh, Garden Grove?
Oh, no, it's not Garden Grove. That's the song by...
Sublime? No,
Sublime.
And also...
It's Bohemian Grove.
Bohemian Grove, there we go.
I took a trip to Bohemian Grove. Human sacrifices in the van.
And who sings about getting it with super duper underage children? Sublime.
I just want to say, WikiFeet, they've never asked me for donations. And also, they are
what
extremely
if you gave, like,
well-funded.
$20 to WikiFeet, but only $10 to Wikipedia?
There's only one...
Pedia, bro?
There's only one Pedia, but there's 2 feet. So they need twice as much.
Oh.
And the people doing the Lord's work over on WikiFeet, they are really dedicated.
They are. It's unbelievable. People like, get fined innocent.
If you go on
for their feet pictures.
If you go on like Wikipedia.
These are the people that type need to be in hunting Bigfoot.
If you type in a picture of Obama's Wikipedia page is going to have like 2 pictures of Obama,
But it's going to have 70 pictures of his feet.
If you type in Scarlett Johansson's feet, there's going to be 1,000 pictures of Scarlett Johansson's feet.
I did a reverse image search. My feet are up there.
I think those are...
Did you mean Barney Rubble's feet?
I think those are hobbit feet.
Dude, have you seen how dirty my feet have been the past couple months?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just becoming like a dirt person.
Yeah. It's the fall of Chuck.
It is. I can't believe it.
And then that's going to be followed by the winter of Chuck.
Ugh.
Winter of Chuck sounds like your death.
Ugh. I think I'm gonna die. Honestly, is what is happening. If you guys, I don't. This is it.
Well, I mean, maybe it's for the best.
I'm retired
because Christy said that you have to get a new job by the new year, right?
Yeah. If I don't make it, I don't have to do it.
So if you die before New Year's, I mean, you're going to Vegas for New Year's, right?
Yeah, I'll just die then.
I mean, yeah, just go out with a bang.
Happy New Year, and I die.
Today's show is brought to us by Most Deaf's Hearing Aids. Get less deaf with Most Deaf.
We have so much conspiracies to talk about.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
We have the one about Doritos.
And we have the one about drinking.
Oh, yeah.
That's
That's
the big one.
It's people who never have drank. Like, never. They just don't drink.
You know who doesn't drink? Putin.
Yeah, Chris D'Elia, Donald Trump.
Putin.
Vladimir Putin. And also, we found out Jeffrey Epstein.
I
went home and I researched it, and it turns out Jeffrey Epstein didn't drink.
So
how wild is that? So I think there must be some correlation between people who don't drink and being sexual deviant pedophiles. It probably has something to do with maybe the alcohol is killing that part of your brain that makes you want to have sex with kids.
I don't know, man. It's kind of scary.
Most people,
I don't trust people who don't smoke weed.
I don't trust people that don't smoke
weed. Are you listening to the show and you don't smoke weed? I don't trust you.
Also, most people, when they're talking about who they would vote for president, they talk about who they would like to have a beer with.
Yeah.
How can you have a beer with Donald Trump when he doesn't even drink? It's weird.
He has it with a fork.
Do you... a knife and fork?
Yeah, he has beer with a knife and fork.
That's why he's not drinking. He just doesn't know that you need a spoon and
he's
not
like,
a fork.
What do I do with this?
I can't get it into my mouth.
All
right, and then the conspiracy theory about Doritos is that Doritos are tied to Israel. I figured it all out because what are Doritos shaped like? A triangle.
Okay.
Okay. What is a triangle? A pyramid.
Ooh, who built the pyramids?
Who built the pyramids?
I mean, they didn't.
The Jews.
They didn't, though.
Yeah, they were the slaves that the Egyptians made build the pyramids.
That's what they want you to think. It's not actually true.
Oh, that's what I saw in the movie The Ten Commandments, starring Charlton Heston. So are you going to tell me that Charlton Heston is wrong? Good. Also, how do you make a Star David? Two triangles, which
Ooh.
Is just two Doritos on top of each other.
What's the serving size of Doritos? Two.
Also, what is the color of the bag for Cool Ranch Doritos?
Blue and white.
Blue and white, same color as the Israeli flag.
Now, what if they're spelling something out to us?
Well, did you know, Chuck, that an anagram for Cool Ranch Doritos is... No Christ, Colorado.
What?
Yes.
And what is Colorado famous for? The Denver Airport.
The Denver Airport.
That's run by what? Lizard people.
Right. And it's controlled by the Illuminati and has secret underground tunnels where they do child sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And who is famously are fans of No Christ? The Jews. You heard it here first, folks.
The Mile High Club.
Today's show is brought to us by Benedict Cumberbatch's Wholesale Brown Pigment. Get your next Umber Batch from Cumberbatch.
Yeah, I think you're onto something with this Pedialyte wine. I'm not kidding around.
It's weird.
It's like growing on
me. The first couple sips that you have, you're like, ugh. But then you realize how smooth it goes down, and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, it's so smooth. It's just growing on me like my discolored toenail.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, you know what? And you're not going to be hungover because you're getting all your electrolytes, buddy. It's what plants crave.
Why are leaves so thin?
Why?
Because they eat light.
Okay, that's a pretty good one.
That's a pretty good one. That's because we're an educational show here at the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
How much do dead batteries cost? Nothing. They're free of charge.
All
right, Chuck. It's October.
I'm Chuck Sauce. He's Vincent Vody.
Oh, how about you want to do Louise of the Week?
I would love to do Louise of the Week, baby. That's awesome. Cue it up, baby.
All right. I got the song right here.
Oh, it's October. We have so much Halloween stuff to talk about.
I recently saw one of our Louise friends at Joe Gannon's funeral as well. His celebration of life. Okay, here we go. Let me play the song real quick.
If your name is Louise and you're a fan of the show, I have a segment for you, so let's give it a go. It's Louise of the Week.
Is that Harry Connick Jr. singing that?
This week for Louise of the Week, we're celebrating Louise Floriano Bonfa.
Oh, Bonfa!
He was
He's a bona fide son of a bee, I'll tell you what.
He was a Brazilian guitarist and composer, and he was best known for the music he composed for the movie Black Orpheus.
Everyone knows Black Orpheus. They actually had a miniseries that came out, but he is the original Black Orpheus, right?
Yes. Also, in 2008, Universal Music in France released a coffee table book containing two CDs, which included previously unreleased material of the Black Orpheus soundtrack and a DVD.
Whoa!
So, there you go.
That's about nuns and intrigue.
So congratulations,
congratulations.
So congratulations, Louise Bonfa. Congratulations, Louise Bonfa. You are this week's Louise of the Week.
Louise of the Week, baby. R.I.P.
And of course, no, he's not dead. Wait, hold on.
Is he dead? Why are they all from Brazil? That's what I want to know.
He did die.
Yeah, dog. I knew it.
Rest in peace.
Someone donated $10.
Okay,
to
so that's
here.
A great question, Chuck. Oh yeah. They wouldn't have told me if he was alive or dead if I hadn't contributed.
You get that paywall, baby.
But the question that you asked is a good question. A lot of them are Brazilian because if you spell Luiz, L-U-I-Z, that is a Brazilian thing. However, if you spell Luiz, L-U-I-S, that is the Mexican.
Oh! Luis. I want Mexican.
So anytime we highlight a L-U-I-Z, Luiz, they will most likely be Brazilian, but if we ever highlight a Luis, L-U-I-S, probably be Mexican. The guy that we highlighted last time, he was Venezuelan.
Luis of the Week, baby!
He was Luis Arreola. So,
holy lordy.
He was the one whose nickname was the Sprinkler.
Which I know, I still don't get.
Do you want to know why he's named the Sprinkler?
More than anything.
It turns out his nickname was the Sprinkler because he can hit the ball consistently to any part of the field. And apparently in baseball, that's very hard to do.
Okay, yeah, because you're trying to get a play.
He said
load bases.
Most baseball players either pull the ball, which means hitting it to their strong side, or they'll hit it away from their strong side.
But he can evenly do it.
Yeah, but he can hit the ball pretty much anywhere he wants, which is rare for power hitters. Which is why he got so many golden whatever.
Goose eggs.
Golden goose eggs. That's the baseball trophy. The old golden goose eggs.
Phillies really might make it though this year, dude.
Yeah, I mean, never underestimate the ability of any Philadelphia team to choke. Hmm. It's what they do best.
Choke, 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 choke.
Now, Chuck.
Yeah, dog.
It's October. It's spooky time.
It's Spooktober?
This year, for spooky time, have you been watching any scary movies?
I saw a really good one called Barbarian with Jason Long in it.
Barbarian?
Barbarian,
not
yeah.
Conan the Barbarian.
Nope, not Conan the Barbarian. Just Barbarian.
What's that about?
So it's about a woman who books an Airbnb, and she shows up, and there's already somebody there.
Oh, no.
And it's a bit of a twist, because you're trying to find out if he's a good guy or a bad guy.
First of all,
That alone is a nightmare.
If I got somewhere, if me and my wife went somewhere, and we were going to check in, and then there was somebody there already, between, like, my social anxiety and also just the logistics of having to find a new place to stay, I would hate that so much.
Also, it's an Airbnb in Detroit,
ew,
which makes the whole thing scary.
Yeah, you first of all, you shouldn't be going to Detroit and staying in an Airbnb no matter what.
And it was filmed on location, and Detroit looks as bad as you think it
that's
is.
Like when you're watching a movie and you're like, don't go inside that room. I'm just watching it like, don't go to Detroit.
Don't go inside.
Why
that
are you
state?
Going to Detroit?
She went there for a job interview.
It's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
What are you gonna do with my unborn babies?
Oh yeah. That's
what they think you do.
Yeah. They should make a movie about that where a woman gets pregnant in Texas and then she has to, it's like Escape from LA.
Yeah.
But Escape from Texas, she has to escape from Texas.
She gets pulled over. It's like, where are you
to
going?
To get medical care.
You're ovulating. I could tell.
Did you? Okay, so how does Barbarian end?
So do you really want? It's a really good movie. I don't want to ruin it for you.
Okay, well maybe I'll watch it then. Where did you watch it?
I watched it. I think it's on Netflix or Hulu.
Okay, maybe I'll check
it out.
It's
on the main one. Totally worth it. Alexander Skarsgård's in it.
Oh yeah, from Alexander Skarsgård's Anti-Scar Cream.
Guard against scars.
I like him.
Wait, no, Skarsgård in it is from It.
It's not Stellan Skarsgård. He
looks like fetal alcohol syndrome Skarsgård.
What's the other Skarsgård's name?
I think it's called Smorgensport Skarsgård.
We have a celebrity sponsor from Stellan Skarsgård, right?
It's the other Skarsgård.
Did you
read it?
Well, there's a third Skarsgård
there's not Alexander Skarsgård from Alexander Skarsgård, Guard Against Skarsgård.
We also have Stellan Skarsgård from Stellan Skarsgård's Celestial Trading Cards.
Be in the dark with...
No, it's like collect all of Stellan Skarsgård's Stellar Stars cards. that one's in here somewhere.
Okay.
But then his brother is the one from It.
And then there's a father Skarsgård, too.
That's Stellan.
Oh, okay.
He's the one... He was in Rogue One, and he was in the show Dark.
Oh, yeah. I didn't finish Dark. Did you watch
German or
dubbed?
I watched it in German. The first season was good, but hard to follow.
The second season was also good,
but also way harder to follow.
And then the third season is like WTF with Marc Maron.
The third season is just like, all right, I give up. The third season, I think they made it intentionally to make everyone stop watching it.
I heard that Joker 2 was made intentionally.
Oh, Bill Skarsgård.
Bill Skarsgård. He was in Girl on a Train or Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
Alexander Skarsgård. He got all the good genes. Alexander Skarsgård is so handsome.
So handsome.
And then Bill Skarsgård is like,
Chunky monkey.
He looks like Steve Buscemi Skarsgård.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me look at Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah, he's
Is he fetal alcohol syndrome Skarsgård? Yeah. That's Bill. Yeah, okay, that's in it.
Yeah.
He looks like he has fetal alcohol syndrome. His eyes are so recessed.
Don't call him that.
Well, yeah, you know.
Oh, Stellan Skarsgård is also, he's the teacher in Good Will Hunting. And he's in Chernobyl. He's in all the best stuff. He's in Andor.
He's so good in Chernobyl.
He's in the Dune movies. He's in the Girl with the
Dragon
Tattoo.
Oh, my God. He's so fat in the Dune movies. Isn't that tough?
He's in Ronin. He's in the Age of Ultron. Man, Stellan Skarsgård's in everything.
Yeah, dog.
What a rock star.
He just doesn't leave.
What a pimp, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Stellan Skarsgård. I'm not seeing
him. So highly recommend Barbarian.
All right, let's see who's in Dark. Maja Schoen. These are all like German names.
Oh, really? There's going to be a bunch of German names in the German TV show Dark? That's crazy.
Maybe there's not any Skarsgårds in there. There's Dietrich Haldinderboomer.
Oh, Dietrich Haldinderboomer. yes, the Haldinderboomer family.
I think that's who I was thinking of, was Dietrich Haldinderboomer.
Yeah, you're always conflating the Skarsgårds with the Haldinderboomers.
And Christian Steyr.
Isn't German name so much fun to pronounce?
Yeah, it sounds so fun. Leah van Aachen and Max Schimmelpfennig.
Max Schimmelpfennig.
Max Schimmelpfennig.
Max Schimmelpfennig.
That's the name of a real person.
Max, well, Schimmelpfennig. Tam goes
he
down.
He was in seven
down,
episodes
down.
Of Dark. He played young Noah.
Ooh, young Noah. Dark is weird, bro.
Guys, if you want to have a good time, get drunk and look up the cast of Dark on IMDb and just try to say their names out loud. Schimmelpfennig.
If you say his name three times, he pops up.
But no one's ever been able to say his name correctly three times in a row. So we have no way of testing it. We'll never know. Have you ever actually been scared by a movie? Dark's kind of scary. But let me ask you this.
When I saw Signs in the movie theater, I'd get a jump from it.
Signs? What, from the 3 seconds when the alien walks in front of the screen?
Yeah, I got like a good jump in it or something.
That's just because the music goes, boom!
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
I got a good jump in it.
Yeah, but I mean scared. I mean, like, have you ever watched a movie that scared you?
When I was in second grade, I watched episodes of X-Files that get me scared.
Ooh, I just watched the episode of X-Files, which is the banned episode of X-Files.
to where Mulder is a blackface?
It's called... The name of the episode
it's
is called...
Malcolm X Files. And it's just Mulder doing a Malcolm X impression the whole time.
Aliens didn't land on Earth. Earth landed on us.
No, what's the band episode?
It's an episode that takes place in rural Pennsylvania. So it's about the Trump assassination. No, it's about... It's about
is it
like
the inbred one.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's freaking weird, dude.
And so I watched it.
The inbred episode of X-Files.
Yeah, I'm expecting it to be like super like creepy and taboo.
No.
And then it turned out it was just like it was taboo for the 90s, mm-hmm. which means it wasn't taboo.
Normal now.
Yeah. The only time I've ever gotten like actually scared from a movie where it made me cry was the Ernest movie, but it wasn't Ernest Scared Stupid. It was Ernest Goes to Camp.
Oh, yeah?
Because there's a scene where they beat up Ernest, and I thought Ernest was real and that he was getting beat up.
Of course.
And it made me cry. And then my parents took me aside, and they're like, Ernest isn't real. That's just like a movie. He's actually okay. And then I was like, huh.
Movies?
I was like, so it's not real. Normally, if you said that to a kid, you don't expect that to work. If you're like, oh, I'll just use logic and explain to the kid, and then they'll stop crying. But yeah. That actually worked on me. I was like, oh, so he's okay? All right.
Yeah, I can imagine you like literally pulling. Did you wear belts and sweatpants
like,
growing up?
he's okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Ernest.
They're like, do you want to go back and finish watching the Ernest movie? I'm like, yeah, okay. Ernest.
You've never
Ernest
been scared
camp,
during
movie.
A movie. I was watching The Ring at home once, and I got a phone call watching The Ring. That was kind of creepy.
Midsommar is kind of creepy.
Oh, Midsommar, the tripping scene in Midsommar.
When they're tripping on mushrooms, because I know what it's like to be tripping on mushrooms and things start to get spooky.
Mm-hmm. And you think someone's going to sacrifice a bunch of 7-year-olds.
Have you ever been like too deep in the mushrooms and like things start getting weird and spooky?
I
and
do.
You're like, ugh.
And the Uber drivers don't want to hear about it. They never do.
And you're stuck in traffic in
they
Las
never,
Vegas.
They never want to hear about it.
Diana doesn't get scared from scary movies, but we watched Chimp Crazy, and she had nightmares multiple nights in a row about chimps attacking her.
She's like, I don't want to live in Connecticut, Vince.
I was like, I told Diana, I was like, it's okay. Connecticut's not real.
It's just in the movie.
And then she was like, really? I was like, yeah. And then she went back to sleep. And
it's like, ah.
We lived happily ever after.
She texted me this week. She's like, where are you from? And I'm like, go back to sleep.
Nowhere. I'm from Vermont.
I'm from nowhere. Do people think I'm from New Hampshire?
I'm from Montpelier.
You have not had the new Spam. That's out.
The gochujang.
Yeah.
Gochujang.
First of all, let's turn to the biscuits.
The gochujang sounds like a hot sauce gang, and they go around and beat people.
Or the gochujang.
With a gochujang.
Your initiation is that they pour it in your eyes.
You have to drink a bunch of hot sauce and get it in your eyes. And that's all they do. They just throw Korean hot sauce on you.
Oh, yeah. Sticky Korean hot sauce.
Never mess with the gochujang.
Well, there's some, like, fermented stuff in it, too. Yummy.
Yeah, gochugaru. And
gochujang
hot
sauce. Is my fang.
That's the pepper that they use when they're making kimchi, which Ooh. We ate a lot of and is coursing its way through my digestive tract as we speak.
Why did I order vegetables? That was weird.
You know what? You didn't order vegetables. You ordered a salad. We never ordered the vegetables. You know what movie I watched? I watched Misery.
It's on my watch list. You watched it recently because we share an HBO.
Yeah.
Because even though we're rich celebrities, we are frugal.
I watched Misery, and that's a creepy movie, too.
You know what's creepy?
Kathy Bates is like a creepy... When she gets mad at him because he said a swear word in his book.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so creepy.
Her eyes.
She's like a weird rural... She's like a Trump voter.
Yeah.
Kathy Bates in Misery, definitely, if she was alive today, she would be voting for Trump.
Did you see that Kathy Bates is going to be in the reboot of Matlock?
Is that real?
Yes, it's real life. Well, you have a problem with that, though, right? I think listeners to the biggest driven show, you don't remember this from other weeks, but I've been plagued by AI fake posters. That's all on my newsfeed, all my Instagrams. I get these tons of fake posters.
Are you watching Matlock?
No.
Oh, it's Murder, She Wrote that you like.
Yeah, I'm watching. Yeah. No, I'm watching Matlock. I would never watch that rubbish. What are you watching? Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote.
And Columbo.
Okay, Columbo's good.
Columbo's hot fire,
Columbo's
bro.
Columbo's on a whole other level.
I like Murder, She Wrote, dude. Although, I got a theory that she's really killing everybody.
Me and Diana may have killed Angela Lansbury.
She did die.
Because The song in Beauty and the Beast that she sings, Tale as Old as Time, which is the
song as old as Gatorade wine,
Beauty and the Beast, the titular song from Beauty and the Beast. She sings that song, and that was our song.
You say titular, not titular? It's titular?
It's not
titular. Yeah, I thought it was title, but titty.
Yeah, titular.
Okay, so Beauty and the Beast, the titular song.
The titular song is the song from Beauty and the Beast would be the song called Beauty and the Beast. I don't know, maybe it's called Tale as Old as Time.
Tale as Old as Time.
I just like saying the word titular.
Song as old as Gatorade wine.
Well, we used that as our song for our wedding that we danced to as our first song. And then the next day she died.
But in a different time zone, so she really died.
She died at the same time that we were dancing to her song. What a beautiful send-off. You know what else? What other word I like saying? Demonstrable, because it sounds like it has the word monster in it.
Yeah, but isn't it more like demonstratable?
It's demonstratable, but it's pronounced demonstrable. It's pronounced demonstrable.
That's demonstrable.
It sounds like you're getting rid of monsters.
You're
demonstrating them.
You're throwing monsters out the window.
You're defenstrating them. In Russia, they have a Department of Defenstration.
There we go. They also throw sex workers out the window with coins.
Well, we did that too.
Not you and I.
During MK Ultra.
Not you and I, the CIA.
During Operation Climax, the CIA was dosing prostitutes and they threw that guy out the window.
Oh, have you seen the Project Popeye conspiracies for the hurricane in North Carolina?
No, but did you see that Marjorie Taylor Greene's back in the news because she was talking about how Democrats are controlling the weather?
Yeah, also, no.
Marjorie Taylor Greene never ceases to be an embarrassment.
DeSantis is refusing federal aid to help people out and then blaming the floods on the federal government.
Like, they all voted against FEMA funding, and then they're like, the government's not giving us any money because they spent it all on immigrants. Buying shoes for immigrants.
Yep, buying shoes. Oh, it's and like, Obama cell phones for
it's
immigrants.
Like, no, you voted against it. Since we're on the theme of spooky month, have you ever been actually scared? Not scared from like watching a movie, but in your day-to-day life. What's something scary that happened to you?
Yeah, I once traded a shirt with somebody in New York and then was going to follow him back to his place to get drugs. And then he wanted to borrow my cell phone to get inside. And I think I just ended up like, yeah, he went inside and I waited for him. And I'm like, this isn't good.
And he's just like peeking out the blinds. Like, is he still there?
Yeah. And I have a shirt to this day. It's not a good polo shirt.
That doesn't sound scary.
Well,
I had something scary happen to me on a drug deal. I went over my friend's house to buy weed. And two black guys kicked in the front door and came up and made us get on the floor because they had guns pointed at us. And they stole all of our stuff and ran out the door.
Oh, that is very scary.
Yeah, and they like I was laying on the ground face down.
How much did they
rob from you? And he had like the gun to my head and he like was stealing my stuff and everything. It was very scary. And it was me and my friend Bridget. And then they run out the door and grabs a bunch of guns and runs out after them and starts shooting at them and having a gun battle in the middle
hell?
Of the street outside. And me and my friend Bridget get up and we're like, we're getting the hell out of here. And we ran down the steps, got my car, and drove away. And then later on, I called my cell phone, and turns out during the gun battle, one of them had dropped my cell phone, and somebody found it in the street, and I went and picked it up that night.
Oh, that's cool. What did they rob you of? Like money and IDs or what?
Money, my driver's license, the weed that we were buying.
They gotta.
Then,
why aren't thieves?
And then the guy who
no
was,
honor amongst thieves. Give me that driver's license back.
The guy who I was buying weed from. Maybe I should bleep out his name. The guy who I was buying weed from reimbursed me for the money that got robbed from us, and I got my cell phone back. And like 5 years later, some guy found my driver's license, drove it, and dropped it off at my parents' house. And my mom called me up and was like, oh, Vince, you didn't tell me that you lost your driver's license. A nice right. man dropped off your driver's license
yeah,
at the house today.
5 years ago.
I was like, oh, yeah, I dropped my driver's license. I didn't tell her that I got robbed at gunpoint and almost
yeah,
died.
Yeah, it would have thought it would have brought everything your parents thought about marijuana back.
The one thing I remember thinking when I was laying on the ground
time.
With a gun to the back of my head was, please don't let me die buying marijuana, or else that would mean like my mom was justified in being scared about marijuana.
Well, that's why I got a little upset. I liked that movie Long Legs. Remember that horror movie Long Legs we saw?
Yeah.
But it kind of justified the satanic panic in it, because it made it seem like the satanic panic was real.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the satanic panic
was real, but Satan is debatably real or not.
Satan.
Unless, Satan, do you want to sponsor our show again?
There's a little Satan inside of all of us. Yeah, so I think the only times in my life that I've been scared involve either getting chased by a dog or having a gun put in my face.
Yeah, guns pointed at you is never good.
I've been robbed at gunpoint 3 times in my life. And really? Every time, never gets easy.
All in Philadelphia?
It's very scary.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, once when I was working at a register at the corner store that I worked at.
Sounds like you're asking
the
for
one
it.
Time buying drugs, and then one time in North Philly. We were in a car smoking weed, and these guys came up and robbed us while we
what
were in our car.
What the hell?
Yeah. They had police badges, too. I don't think they were real police badges. So we either got robbed by the police, or we got robbed by people that had fake police badges. Either way, they pointed a gun at me, and I wasn't stoked about it. Do you know about vampire drones?
I do know about vampire drones, but I want some more Gatorade wine.
All right, let's pause it and get some more Gator wine.
Gatorade wine, right, having a time.
We're going to pause it. And we're back. Welcome back to the Biscuits and Gravy Show, Maui's number 2 radio show.
Here
with Chuck Thompson.
Chippity, chippity, hoo-hoo!
Number 2!
All right, and you're my number 2, baby. That's right, that is Vincent Archangel Gravy the Third.
Today's show is brought to us by Kate Hudson's perfume. If you want to smell like the Hudson, get Kate Hudson's perfume. It's the best way to lose a guy in 10 days. Hey, Chuck, you know her perfume is Almost Famous.
That's a good one. I like the newer ones that we have, too. We got so many new sponsors. Some of them seem old.
Yeah, one was
dying.
Jodie Foster's Foster Kids. That's a new one.
Yep. Have you lost contact with your children?
Yeah. And today's show is also brought to us by Topher Grace's Etiquette School. When you go for grace, call Topher Grace.
Yeah, 90s show getting canceled, but the 70s show was 20 years ago. Or more. The 70s show was like 25 years ago.
The Gator wine giving you the hiccups there, Chuck? I've been watching a lot of spooky movies recently. I watched Paranormal Activity today.
Finally?
Yeah. Well, I've seen it before, but I hadn't seen it since it came out, so I watched that again today. That movie...
A lot of good sight gags.
It's kind of like a lot of build-up to not a great payoff at the end. I watched all the Final Destination movies this
How
week.
Many are there?
Well, technically, there's 5. I watched the first 4. The last one's in 3D, I think.
The second one was supposed to be in 3D.
But I didn't see the 5th one, but I have seen the first 4 Final Destination movies this
week.
The
second one's got nudity, and they play that song, Roller Coaster of Love.
That's the third one.
That's the third one?
That's the one where the chicks are naked in the tanning booth.
I thought that was the 3D one.
No, that's the third. That might have originally came out in 3D. I wouldn't be surprised, but that's the one where they all die on the roller coaster, and she gets off the roller coaster before they all die. And then the chicks die in the tanning booth, and they've got lots of titty shots in that.
Okay, so the first one's the plane.
The first one's where they get off the plane.
The second one is traffic. And
the second one is where they get, or was where they're stuck in traffic. Ah!
I just got scared now. It's a jump scare of the century. I am happy.
So the second one is where they're in traffic and she has the vision, and then they get out of traffic and then they start dying.
That's when you're behind a truck on the highway.
The third one's where they get off the roller coaster.
Okay.
The second one is probably the most notorious one, because that's the one where the guy gets his hand caught in the garbage disposal.
I thought that was the third one.
No, that's the second one.
Okay.
That's also the one where they're driving
the
behind.
Lottery.
They're riding behind the truck that has the logs on the back of it, and the logs cause the big traffic accident.
Okay.
The third one is the one with the roller coaster. And then the
nudity.
And then the fourth one, well, I think they all have nudity. The third one has a lot of gratuitous nudity, but they all have some nudity. And then the fourth one, actually, I don't know if the first and second
Remember
one
Remember the
nudity.
Ending of it? They think they're cool, and then they go to light the fire, and almost all of them die.
Yeah, and then the fourth one is the one where they're at the NASCAR race.
Never seen it.
That one's pretty good. Well, you know what, though? You have seen it, because
What?
Every Final Fantasy movie is exactly the same movie. They made the same exact movie five times.
It's like Taco Bell food.
Yeah, and you would think, like, eventually they would expand the lore or something would change and that somebody would figure out a way to
like, in Scream,
like, break the chain. But
you won't love me now. You'll never love me again.
Although, you know what? To be fair, I haven't seen the fifth one.
Never break the chain.
Maybe the fifth one is where they finally change it up. So I'll have
Final
to watch
Destiny-er.
I'll have to watch Final Destination 5, and then I'll get back to you and let you know how that ends. I tried to watch Salem's Lot. Salem's Lot does not.
Did you watch the newer one or the older one?
No, there's a new one on HBO that's a movie, and that's supposed to be good. The old one does not hold up.
There's a lot of old bad ones.
Even though that's a Stephen King one also. Same as Pet Sematary. Same as Misery. Misery is also Stephen King.
Oh, yeah?
The old Pet Sematary has the guy that played Herman Munster, and he's the guy who goes, "You kids better get off the road!"
They make fun of in South Park quite a bit.
Yeah, he's the guy who they modeled the character, the old farmer, where he goes, "Don't go down that road.
Rod.
Don't go down that road. You kids better stay off the road."
That's how everyone in Maine sounds.
That's the guy who plays Herman Munster. He's also the judge in My Cousin Vinny.
What is a ute?
The two what? Two what?
Oh, my God. Utes. How do you get rid of hiccups?
Well, fun fact, hiccups are an involuntary contraction of the diaphragm.
It's diaphragmatic spasms, or is it spasms of the epiglottis?
Which comes from not having enough oxygen. So take some time, do a little hyperventilating, get some deep breaths in you. Guys at home, you can do the same thing. Breathe in.
Breathe in.
Breathe out. Two, three,
breathe in.
Four. Breathe in. Two, three, four. Breathe out. Two, three, four. Too bad Diana didn't scare you more when she came in the door.
I know.
She gave you a little bit of a jump scare.
She gave me quite the...
There's also a spooky skeleton outside of her house. Do you think if you go outside and look at the skeleton,
I thought it was over.
Will you get scared, Chuck? As he pounds more gator wine. I don't think gator wine is the cure for
you. You know, it might be.
Also, if you're into anime, there's a kind of a scary anime that's on HBO right now. It's called Uzumaki. And it's
that sounds scary.
It's this black and white anime that's based on a manga. It's about everybody in this town start seeing spirals and they become obsessed with spirals. And people start getting like sucked into the spirals and they all start going crazy and become obsessed.
Oh, I think I just got rid of it. Ooh.
Are we going to the pumpkin patch tomorrow?
Yeah, dog.
Nice.
We're going to watch Point Break.
Nothing's more scary to me than having to wake up early in the morning.
We should have taken the telephone home from the biscuits and gravy.
Oh, yeah, the Joe Biden telephone.
I don't think they would have noticed.
I'm going to get you. Chuck, how about this? Would you like to play a game?
Sure.
Yeah, you want to play a game?
I'd love to play a game.
All right, read us a celebrity sponsor.
All right, thank you for tuning into the Biscuits and Gravy Show. Today's show is underwritten in part by Paul Rubens Beef Jerky. Need a shot of protein? Nobody knows more about jerk meats than Paul Rubens. It's a great snack to take to the movie.
Read us another one.
And, of course, our dear friends at Mark Hamill's Hammers got a big project to tackle. It's Hamilton. Shut up.
Bill Hicks Hiccups.
And Steven Tyler's hand-carved arrows. When you need quality arrows, trust in Aerosmith.
This isn't a bit that Chuck is doing. Chuck has
rude that Steven Tyler is going to die soon, and he named his daughter Liv Tyler.
Oh, that's funny.
It's rude.
Well, in Lord of the Rings, she's immortal. So she'll live forever.
Lord of the Cock Rings.
All right, so Chuck, even though...
I don't think I could be more disgusting right now.
Even though we ain't... I know, you should have seen the look on Diana's face when she came in and saw you sitting on the couch. You look like Slurms McKenzie from Futurama.
Yeah, I feel...
The I'm party all, slug?
I'm all out of slurm. I'm all out. The parties keep going. Don't post this to the Patreon, but all right, just do it. We get so many people love our Patreon. They love thebiscuitwars.com.
Oh, I just looked up a picture of Slurms McKenzie. He's wearing like the same exact shirt that you're wearing right now with it open.
No, it's not! No! You know, I was wearing those sunglasses earlier! Yeah, let me get my sunglasses before the end of this. We'll do it.
Oh, my God. All right, so Even though you are no longer employed, Chuck, we're going to play a little game, which is based on your previous expertise. This is a game called Sleep Expert.
Oh, okay, cool. I love it.
All right. And Sleep Expert is brought to us by...
Shell Corporations that own mattress firms.
Sleep Expert is brought to us by Michael Douglas's Fur Burgers. Warning, may cause throat cancer.
Did I tell you that the CEO of the company that owned mattress firm shot himself in Johannesburg over a multi-billion-dollar, multinational money laundering scheme?
Did he really kill himself?
I don't know. Did Epstein really get Epsteined?
That's the big question.
I'm ready.
All right. So this game is called Sleep Expert, and all the questions are going to be sleep-related. Are you ready, Chuck?
I'm ready to rumble.
All right. This Disney character also goes by the name Aurora.
Okay.
What's her name? What's the name of this famous Disney character?
Sleeping Beauty?
Sleeping Beauty is correct.
What is Snow White? No.
The rapper Nas, in his song New York State of Mind, said, "I never sleep because why?"
Sleep is for the weak.
Nope. He said, "I never sleep because sleep is the blank."
I don't know.
"I never sleep because sleep is the cousin of death."
Oh, ugh.
Our third question. This fairy tale character drank some strong booze while in the mountains one day and fell asleep for like 40 years and missed the American Revolution.
Oh, man. Crap.
Fell asleep for 40 years.
What is Rip Van Winkle? Who is Rip Van Winkle?
Very good.
Yeah, he smoked a lot of weed.
This is very apropos because I'm sure you're going to get this. This character from a late 90s, early 2000s cartoon fell in a cryogenic sleep chamber and woke up in the year 3000.
Fry from Futurama?
That's correct. Very good. This fairy tale character was unable to sleep all night despite being on top of a whole bunch of mattresses.
The Princess and the Pea-Hee, which very is good. Trump's future wife.
Neil Gaiman wrote a graphic novel based on this fictional character who can visit people's dreams.
The Sandman.
Very good. The Sandman.
And it's on Netflix.
It's correct. Beautiful. Yeah, it was made into a Netflix adaptation show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This fairy tale character fell asleep in a bear's bed because it was just right.
Goldilocks, baby.
Goldilocks is correct.
Originally, it was witches, and Goldilocks is the victim, is the worst person in the universe.
This 1996 movie stars Kevin Bacon and Robert De Niro. It's about kids that get in trouble and are sent to like a
sleepers.
Yes.
Oh, that movie's weird. There's an alluded rape scene in it.
Kevin Bacon rapes those kids,
slept on the old bacon.
They get sent to the reform school because they almost kill a guy with a hot dog stand, like a hot dog cart.
Oh,
remember?
No.
They push it down the subway.
Oh, that's right.
All
right.
This is the one of Snow White's dwarf friends that is most likely to sleep.
Not snoozy.
It's not snoozy.
Sleepy.
Okay. Very good.
I mean, all right.
All right. This Pokemon is known for sleeping.
What is the Snorlax?
Judges?
Who is the Snorlax?
His name's just Snorlax, not the Snorlax.
Oh, pish posh applesauce.
You're thinking of the Lorax. He doesn't speak for the trees. Snorlax just sleeps for the trees. Okay, this 1995 romantic comedy stars Sandra Bullock, and Bill Pullman.
While you were sleeping! Which, the plot of this movie is outrageous, Vincent Archangel Gravy the Third. Do you know the plot of this movie?
She's a toll booth taker, and she gets mistaken for this guy's wife who's in a coma?
No, she's like essentially a stalker. This guy has no idea she exists. He falls
but
in
she's
the tracks,
a toll booth
goes,
taker,
yeah.
Right?
So she goes to visit him, but then she falls in love, and then she pretends to be the guy's girlfriend while he's in the coma, but then she secretly falls in love with the guy's brother? That's weird.
What? Yeah. Sandra Bullock. Friend of the show, Sandra Bullock. All right. This is Trump's nickname for Joe Biden.
Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe is correct. Boom.
I only got one wrong.
I think you got Nas wrong.
I'm dying.
This 90s stoner doom metal band is known for being one of the seminal bands in the stoner doom metal genre.
What is Sleep?
Yes. Did you just take a guess at that?
100%.
Yeah. I actually have a Sleep snow globe over on my shelf over there.
Oh yeah.
They have they got famous for releasing they have a couple albums, but their most famous album is
Sleep Apnea.
It's an album called Dope Smoker, and it's like an hour long, and it's all one droney doom metal song. It's really good. I have it on vinyl over there. Okay. All right, Mr. Sleep Expert. You ready for this one?
All right.
If you're such a big sleep expert, name 5 mattress brands that start with the letter S.
All righty. Sleepies.
Correct.
Simmons.
Yep.
Serta.
Correct.
Stearns and Foster.
Yes.
And, okay, hold on.
You just need one more.
Sealy.
Yeah, Sealy. Very good.
Yeah, dog.
I also would have accepted Select Comfort.
Oh, yeah.
And Sleep Number.
Yep.
Yeah,
which
very
they became
good.
The same company.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
What a good name that is, too, Sleep Number.
Yeah. Okay. This T is known for its box art, which has a bear wearing a nightcap.
Sleepy Time.
Sleepy Time T is correct. Very good. This movie is the sequel to the movie The Shining.
Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep is correct.
Which,
all right.
There's a super long scene of them murdering a child. They never show the murdering children enough in our R-rated movies. This movie makes up for it.
All right. And our final question is, this alternative rock band shares its name with a type of sleep.
What is REM?
That is correct.
REM, baby. Yeah.
Very
Woo!
Good, Chuck. And I think that's 14 out of 15, something like
I didn't
that.
Get the
so
song.
You truly are a sleep expert. Congratulations,
Chuck. I should have got the Nas song.
I never sleep because sleep is the cousin of death.
Luke has a joke about it. I've heard it 70,000 times.
I mean, that's also New York State of Mind is his most famous song.
Yeah, well.
That's off the album Illmatic.
Also, what do you take
it's a great
when
album.
A dentist wants you to sleep?
Nas. Yeah, very good. Very good, Slurms.
Maybe he knows. Dude, I do look, I feel and look like Slurm McKenzie right now.
You are in full Slurms McKenzie
mode. I have the same sunglasses and the same Aloha shirt, and my shirt's open. I'm dead.
Oh, my God.
And I'm the same color as Slurm. I'm like Dominican Brown.
All right, let's do a quick Gluttony Club. For Gluttony Club, have you ever put cornflakes on ice cream? That's my question for this week.
I don't think so.
Have you ever put cornflakes on ice cream?
I had gross corn ice cream with you last week. It was disgusting. I hated it.
Yeah.
You love
you're
it.
You're not a fan. No. It was corn and cheese flavored ice cream.
Oh, God.
Oh, here's a good one for you. What are some of your favorite flavors of high spice?
Oh, I like lava lime.
We've been talking about high spice a lot on the show lately because we did that high spice tasting for Ono Eats Maui.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, the episode that we did with the high spice folks was also in October.
Yeah, we had them on for Halloween.
That was like 5 years ago.
Oh, like a million years ago, dude.
Yeah, that was pre-COVID. So you like, what are some of your favorite high spice flavors?
I like lava lime quite a bit. My favorite is just the super hot garlic one that they have, the triple hot garlic.
Okay.
It's like paste almost.
Yeah, that
and
one's really good.
They make a shoyu one that's fantastic. It's like shoyu chili pepper water.
I know. I have that
and
right
now. And that's slamming. And then you know what? Their smoked sriracha, fantastic.
The Keave smoked sriracha is my favorite hot sauce of all time. And the shoyu chili pepper water is really good.
I've had chicken katsu lately, and I put that and Japanese mayo on it. So good.
For one of the comedy shows that I did, Chino gave me, as part of like my swag package, was a bottle of the guava lava.
Ooh. I like the papaya jerk quite a bit.
The papaya jerk is so good.
I plow through the ginger turmeric the most, but it's not my most favorite. It's just the most, like, you pour it out.
Yeah. And then, you want to do a quick spoiler alert?
Sure thing, baby.
Let me do a little...
Spoiler alert of
Barbarian. Justin Long's a rapist.
Oh,
in the movie.
I told you I was going to watch it.
Well, that's not the trick. But you should watch it. It's super good.
I wasn't going to watch it.
It's like a really good horror movie. It's fantastic.
And then...
oh, my God. I started rewatching. You ever watch, like, Aladdin and Lion King still hold up, right?
Yeah.
I was watching this other movie called Fern Gully. Have you heard of it? Bro, that
movie... We've talked about Fern Gully many times on the show.
I rewatched it recently. That movie sucks. Dude, it's not good.
Isn't Robin Williams the voice of Batty?
And he only got paid $75,000 for it.
That's crazy. But I think that movie alone spawned an entire generation's fixation with pixie chicks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
it walked so I could run.
Like chicks with the elf ears, with the pointy elf ears, and girls with pixie haircuts.
Yeah.
Were so big among people in our generation. I think it all had to do with Fern Gully.
Have you been to Paiute Open Mic lately? Holy Christ.
Is it a bunch of girls with pixie haircuts?
Bro, it's unbelievable. Oh, I'm dying.
All right. Well,
I saw this other cool movie called Careful What You Wish For.
Chuck.
He finds out that the other professional chef has millions of dollars and gets paid $300,000 every time he does this fancy thing. So you're immediately thinking, oh, he kills people and rich people eat people. Spoiler alert, that's what they do. People are paying $2 million a plate to eat people in this movie.
Ooh.
And it's a great movie.
If you had the opportunity to eat human meat, would you eat it? You would never get in trouble for it, and you would never have to tell anybody. But somebody puts it in front of you, and you're like, they're like, just so you know, this is human meat. Do with it what you will. Would you taste it?
I mean, if it was like, you know, like sashimi'd tongue, you know, like something good.
Wait, so you're saying if it was a sashimi tongue, that would make you more likely to eat it?
Yeah.
I think I would want it to look less like a human body part.
I don't know. I'll tell you, after watching that movie, you want to eat it a lot more. They could tell how good it is.
I mean, it's supposed to taste like pork. I 100% would eat human meat. I got no qualms with it.
I mean, who says we don't eat
Just human don't eat meat. The brain, because that's how you get kuru, which is a prion disease.
Oh, shit.
Anytime an animal eats the brain of the same animal, it has a high probability of getting something called a prion disease. Which
prion?
Is
prion?
Like, prion, which is like...
That's like your nosy mother.
A prion disease is one of the worst things that you can get. It's like a degenerative disease that you can't stop. And you can't kill it. It's like once you get it, you're done. All right. You want to do some Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo?
Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. We're not pumping the biscuits enough.
What?
We're not pumping the biscuits enough.
What do you mean?
We just got to pump it. You're on a gravy train. There we go.
Let's play more biscuit-related soundtracks, okay?
Bend over, Abigail May, because here comes a gravy pipe. Biscuit is right
here. Drop the biscuit. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Drop the biscuit. Vince, when did you get here? How's it going? Are you having nothing but home-cooked conversation?
Are you having nothing but
Jesus
gator wine?
Christ.
Chuck is all hopped up on gator wine.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf!
Remember that one?
I was hiccuping after a comedy show recently, and the Uber driver was very mean to me.
I can't believe how much you are channeling the spirit of Slurms McGusty right now. Our first question for Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo comes from Bill in...
Saskatchewan. Hey, Bill.
He wants to know.
A lot of Canadians love us. Did you know that?
Yeah, especially up in Saskatchewan.
They do.
This comedian was known for doing impressions, and he played Bill Clinton on Saturday Night Live famously.
Did he die?
No, he's still alive.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking it's Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman did play Bill Clinton at one point, but that's not who I'm thinking of.
Oh, so, but he's an SNL guy, right?
Yeah.
SNL and oh, Daryl Hammond.
Daryl Hammond is correct.
He was on it forever.
And our second question comes from
Jim Gaffigan was on SNL this week.
Yeah, he played Tim Walls.
Yeah,
so good. Our second question comes from Marie in Lake Minnetonka, Minnesota. Marie wants to know who sings the song "The Lazy Song."
The Lazy Song, is it Silver Sun Pickups?
No. Who sings the song, the lazy song? It's How does Today it go? I swear I'm not doing anything.
Oh. Okay, hold on.
He's also from Hawaii.
Oh, is it Bruno Mars?
Of course it's Bruno Mars. Everybody, that was like
also,
his...
what a weird name, Bruno.
Well, we don't talk about Bruno.
You don't... Ugh.
Did you ever see Encanto?
Encanto?
Yeah.
The kids movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's pretty good.
It's sad.
I thought it was going to have a happier ending, like she gets a power, but then at the end it's just like, well, you don't get a power, but like, it's fine.
But your Abuelita is dead.
Spoiler alert for Encanto.
Bruno Mars. 24 magic carat baby fingers.
I always have to wear a diaper when I watch that movie because I become incontinent. Bruno Mars is correct.
Look how
and our
huge
third question.
Stomach is.
Our third question is always a sports question because, as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof.
Sure.
And our third question comes from Gina in Haiku.
I don't trust her.
Gina wants to know,
how long is this show going to be?
What is the name of Philadelphia's basketball team?
They have a basketball team. Crap. Who are the Philadelphia Schmeagles?
Right, do you have a real guess?
No. The Nuggets?
That's Denver.
How far away is Denver from Philadelphia?
What is Philadelphia? What is the name of Philadelphia's basketball team?
The Bells?
I'm sorry. It's the Philadelphia 76ers.
Wait, really? Yeah, 1776. Lame.
But you got two
Lame.
Out of three. And you know what our deceased friend Meatloaf always says?
Give me my money.
And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy. Check us out 24 hours a day at BiscuitWars.com.
You can listen to all of our past episodes if you go to BiscuitWars.com. If you go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, just look up Biscuits and Gravy 808. I will be gone this week because I'm going to Disneyland to celebrate my anniversary, but we'll be back the following week.
I'll see you next week. Same gravy time, same biscuit place. And from me to you,
aloha.